Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, South Yorkshire. Here's the headline. South Yorkshire is one of the more accessibly priced regional commercial markets in England. A compact four-town metropolitan county where secondary auction yields have cleared as wide as 17.5%, and where the reindustrialisation story around advanced manufacturing and logistics gives lenders a cleaner occupier narrative than the post-industrial framing might suggest. Let me set the scene. South Yorkshire is the smallest of the Yorkshire metropolitan counties, around 1.4 million people across just four boroughs: Sheffield, Doncaster, Rotherham and Barnsley. That four-town structure is the defining feature. There is no long tail of satellite towns. Each of the four operates as a genuinely distinct commercial market, with its own town centre core and its own industrial hinterland. The geography is shaped by two motorway spines. The M1 runs north to south through the western half, linking Sheffield and Barnsley to the Midlands and West Yorkshire. The M18 and the A1 motorway run through the eastern half, linking Doncaster to the Humber ports and the East Coast mainline. The corridor between them, running through Catcliffe, Templeborough, Manvers and on into Doncaster, is the principal logistics catchment of the county and the western anchor of the wider AMID belt. That's the Advanced Manufacturing Innovation District. Why should an investor care? Because the 20th century identity of this county was steel and heavy engineering, and the 2026 identity is something quite different. Advanced manufacturing, logistics, and serious post-industrial regeneration. Sheffield is the only Big Nine office context in the county. Anchored by two universities, the University of Sheffield and Sheffield Hallam, and the Advanced Manufacturing Park at Catcliffe, where the AMRC, Boeing and Rolls-Royce sit on the same campus. The other three towns lean on the AMID logistics corridor, with Doncaster's Eye Port and Inland Port at the eastern end. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, captured 8,121 commercial-leaning transactions across the four South Yorkshire boroughs over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside 34,351 residential transactions. Sheffield leads with 2,983, roughly 37% of the county total. Doncaster follows closely on 2,528, Rotherham 1,352, Barnsley 1,258. That's an unusually flat distribution. Sheffield's lead over Doncaster is modest. Rotherham and Barnsley are within 100 transactions of each other. Four genuinely distinct markets, not one centre with three satellites. Now let's go through them in turn. First, Sheffield. Sheffield is the county's anchor and the only Tier 1 market here. 2,983 commercial-leaning transactions, a median price of around £151,000, the highest in the county. Two universities, one of the largest concentrations of higher education employment in the north of England outside Manchester and Leeds. And through the Advanced Manufacturing Park at Catcliffe, the most important demand generator for institutional industrial product anywhere in the wider region. The office story is centred on Heart of the City 2 and the West Bar regeneration, with 149 keyword-matched office transactions and active high street lender appetite. Acuitas has matched 7 Sheffield lots across the catalogue window, the broadest auction read in the county, spanning pubs, retail, ground rents and development product. The Lost and Found Public House on Ecclesall Road in the affluent S11 catchment came through at £170,331 passing rent. A Worksop Road ground rent cleared at £56,000 against just £260 per annum. A deeply reversionary freehold optionality print. And a clean transaction reference. 307 Western Bank, in the heart of the university quarter, sold freehold for £1.25 million in February this year. Second, Doncaster. 2,528 commercial-leaning transactions, and a median price of around £126,000. Much closer to Sheffield in volume than the population gap would suggest, and that tells you something. Doncaster carries an unusually deep public sector and back office occupier base. Borough Council, NHS Estate, Rail Engineering, which lifts its office counts to 151 keyword match transactions. That is exceptionally high for a Tier 2 town. Doncaster is also the eastern anchor of the Amid logistics belt through iPort and the inland port at Rossington. And the town centre auction tape is the cleanest current reference for the local high street investment market. 20-22 Frenchgate in the DN1 core sold at £312,500 against £33,000 passing rent in February this year. That's a net initial yield of 10.56%. Net initial yield, that's NIY, is just the rent divided by the price, ignoring purchasers' costs. 10.56% is the tight end of the secondary high street range across the county. Third, Rotherham. 1,352 commercial-leaning transactions and a median of around £110,000. The sector mix tilts towards office, retail, and a substantial multi-let industrial periphery along the Templeborough corridor and the Advanced Manufacturing Park fringe at Catcliffe. There's also a steel and metals heritage here. Liberty Steel, the Templeborough rolling mills, alongside the Forge Island town centre regeneration that has actively repositioned a previously thin office core. The two priced Rotherham auction lots in this window between them define the wide end of the regional yield map. 11 All Saints Square, a supermarket and convenience asset in the S60 town centre, sold at £250,000 against £30,000 passing rent. That's 12% net initial yield. And then the headline print of the entire South Yorkshire bundle. Lot 14 at Ashley Business Court, Raw Marsh Road, Rotherham, a multi-let industrial and office park, sold at £2,110,000 against £367,841 of passing rent. Net initial yield, 17.43%. Let me pause on that figure. 17.43% on a multi-let industrial and office park is the most important data point in the entire county bundle. It places secondary South Yorkshire industrial product at the wider end of the regional yield map for Q1 2026, and it's consistent with the broader repricing of secondary industrial product through 2024 and 2025. For a buyer with the right repositioning plan, and a bridging or term lender comfortable with the legacy mix, that is a very different starting yield to anything you'll find in Leeds or Manchester. Fourth, Barnsley. 1,258 commercial-leaning transactions and a median of around £108,000, the lowest entry-level pricing in the county. Barnsley is the most explicitly post-industrial of the four boroughs. The South Yorkshire coalfield legacy has substantially been replaced by distribution at Stairfoot and Junction 36, and the town centre regeneration is anchored on the Glassworks programme. 45 keyword-matched retail transactions and 29 office transactions concentrated around the town centre core. Acutus matched one Barnsley lot in the window. 8-10 Cheapside, a £114,500 passing rent, which was archived without a recorded sale, but it remains the bundle's principal Barnsley High Street reference. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. 12 Acutus lots have come through the catalogue window for South Yorkshire. 7 in Sheffield, 2 in Doncaster, 2 in Rotherham and 1 in Barnsley. The priced cluster is bimodal. At the lower end, Sheffield Ground rents clear at deeply reversionary levels. At the upper end, the priced retail and industrial lots define a county-specific secondary yield band. Doncaster's Frenchgate at 10.56%, Rotherham's All Saints Square at 12%, and the Ashley Business Court print at 17.43%. That's a wide corridor, and it's wider than equivalent product in either Leeds or Manchester. Which brings us to lender appetite. Here's how the lending landscape sorts itself out across South Yorkshire. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander all maintain regional teams covering Sheffield, with active appetite for prime city centre office, built-to-rent and well-let mixed-use stock. Sheffield gives them the institutional story. Doncaster, Rotherham and Barnsley get full coverage through regional relationship teams, with mainstream lenders typically engaging on identified stock rather than opportunistic flow. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust and Cambridge and Counties dominate the £750,000 to £10 million mid-market, which is where the bulk of the 8,000 county-wide commercial-leaning transactions actually sit. That is the engine of activity here. Specialist short-term and development lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamora cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance, with particular activity around the regeneration zones. Heart of the City 2, Castlegate and Kelham Island in Sheffield, the Doncaster Town Centre and Waterdale schemes, Forge Island in Rotherham and the Glassworks in Barnsley. What to be cautious about? Four watch points specific to this county. First, industrial heritage remediation. The steel and heavy engineering legacy of the Don Valley, the Templeborough and Stocksbridge mills and the South Yorkshire coalfield carries higher contamination, structural and ground condition risk than modern stock. Lenders price that into loan-to-value or LTV and into pricing. Second, two-speed office demand. Grade A Sheffield product attracts genuine competition, but secondary office floor plates in the smaller towns can struggle without a clear repositioning plan. Third, retail repricing. The wide auction prints at French Gate and All Saints Square sit at the wider end of national high street pricing, and lenders are increasingly cautious on small-ticket secondary retail without a defensible covenant or change of use angle. And fourth, AMPI and AMID concentration risk. That dense advanced manufacturing and logistics corridor is a structural strength, but it concentrates a meaningful share of new institutional product into a single demand-side narrative. Outlook. The 12-month picture for South Yorkshire commercial property finance through to Q2 2027 is one of asymmetric positioning rather than directional change. Transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range across all four towns. Prime Sheffield yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clearer rate cycle pivot. Secondary yields across Doncaster, Rotherham and Barnsley have already absorbed most of the repricing and are clearing. The 17.43% Ashley Business Corp print is the proof of that. What to watch? The AMP and AMID corridor between Sheffield, Rotherham and Doncaster, where advanced manufacturing and logistics demand continues to feed institutional industrial deal flow. Town centre regeneration completions at Heart of the City 2, Forge Island and the Glassworks, each of which will reshape its local office and mixed-use comparable set. The Doncaster Sheffield Airport site under public sector ownership, which carries material option value for logistics and aviation adjacent occupiers. And the special purpose company residential investment market, where the price floor differential to West Yorkshire continues to attract portfolio capital. The single biggest opportunity in this county is yield. Entry-level pricing across Doncaster, Rotherham and Barnsley sits well below the wider Yorkshire average, and the auction tape gives you a defensible benchmark to underwrite against. The constraint, as ever, is picking the right asset. If you're considering a commercial property deal in South Yorkshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.